From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Phil Brandt. The Columbia paper is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation on Tuesday, August 28th, will hold an informal meeting about the recently adopted habitat management plan for the Doodletown Wildlife Management Area in Coppe. The meeting will include a presentation about Doodletown's management history, specific activities and locations for the management actions planned, a brief overview of the Young Forest Initiative, as well as a question and answer period. The Doodletown Wildlife Management Area consists of 689 acres and is the site of numerous habitat types, including forest, freshwater wetlands, and open water. The habitats support a diverse array of wildlife, including wild turkey, bobcat, black bear, spotted salamander, muskrat, wood thrush, and scarlet tanager. The property falls within a New England cottontail focus area as well. The habitat management plan for Doodletown can be found on the DEC website at www.dec.ny.gov. The DEC meeting for its plans for the Doodletown Wildlife Management Area will be held at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 28th at the Copec Park Building and Community Center, 305 Mount View Road. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Altamont Enterprise is reporting the Greenville Central School District is one of two local districts to be awarded funds to help with the cost of educating students displaced by recent natural disasters. Greenville received $15,000 from the state to assist with the educational cost for two students. The Cairo Durham Central School District received $27,000 for four such students. In all, the New York State Education Department awarded $15.9 million in grants to 185 school districts to assist with the educational cost of more than 3,000 students displaced by natural disasters and enrolled in the state's public schools during the 2017-18 school year. The grants provided the funding to serve students displaced by hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, and the 2017 California wildfires. Schools are permitted to use the funds for a variety of purposes, including providing basic instructional services such as tutoring, mentoring, or academic counseling for displaced students, providing health and counseling service, and paying reasonable transportation costs. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce will host a Meet the Congressional Candidates event during its monthly breakfast meeting, September 20th at the Best Western Plus Hotel in Kingston. The 19th Congressional District candidates scheduled to participate are first-term incumbent John Faso, a Republican, Democrat Antonio Delgado, and Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield. They will speak and answer questions from the audience. Reservations are required, and anyone interested must pay to attend. The cost of admission is $35. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The City of Hudson on Monday, August 27th, announced its central fire station will serve as a cooling station during the current heat wave. Residents can access the space from noon until 9 p.m. through August 30th. There is no need to call ahead. Sarah Tafton and Daniel Zuckerman are reporting for Columbia Green Media. There are no cooling stations open in Greene County. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "We're planning to plan not to open," end quote. Groden said the county is watching the weather and keeping an eye on maps provided by the National Weather Service to see where the heat will be the highest. He said if the heat index rises above 92, cooling stations will be open at various fire halls. Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley said no special arrangements have been made in Catskill. The National Weather Service in Albany advises drinking plenty of fluids, staying in an air-conditioned environment if possible, and avoiding the sun. Everyone is urged to check up on relatives and neighbors. Heat advisories are in effect through August 29th. The heat is expected to break by the end of the week. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.